Ella Fitzgerald, the most popular female jazz singer in the USA.
My mother was dead. I was alone, and I lived on the streets of New York. I was a teenager and didn't have a home. My future was dark, but I became rich and won 14 Grammy Awards. I was born in Virginia, in the United States, on the 25th of April, 1917. It was a difficult time for my mother because she lived alone with me. She had to look after me, and she had to work to earn some money. She didn't have a good job. I was only 3 years old when my mother decided to move to New York. Soon, I had a new home and a new family. I lived in Yonkers, a neighborhood in New York, with my mother, my new half-sister, and her father. While I lived in this neighborhood, I made new friends and played with them in the street. My half-sister was called Frances, and she was 6 years younger than me. My mother had very little money, but she tried hard to give me a good education. She wanted me to have a better chance in life than her. "Work hard at school," she told me, and she often took me to church. The church had a choir, and I liked their songs. When they invited me to join them, I was very excited. "I want to have a career as a singer," I thought. At home, I always sang and danced while I listened to the radio. My mother looked at me and thought, "Ella has a talent for music." One day, she bought me some records by Connie Boswell, a great jazz singer. Her songs became my favorite songs, and I practiced them all day. I wanted to sing like her. At school, I enjoyed the drama classes, and I played different roles. My teachers wanted me to work hard on all the courses, but I only worked really hard on my drama course. One day, when I was 15 years old, my life changed suddenly. My mother had a heart attack and died. In the streets of New York, there was a lot of noise and traffic. At home, there was only silence. The radio didn't play music anymore. My sister and I were both very sad. Aunt Virginia said to us, "Why don't you come home and live with me?" She was a kind woman. She liked jazz music, and she encouraged me to sing. But I wasn't happy at all. I wanted to earn my own money. I started to miss school, and when I was at school, I didn't study very hard. I met people on the streets, and they offered me jobs. I was young, and I didn't have much experience of life. I didn't know that the jobs were dangerous. Soon I got into trouble with the police, and I was sent to a reform school, a school for children who get into trouble. I thought, "Is this really happening to me?" I was very sad. I was at a reform school, in a part of New York called the Bronx. And then I was moved to another school in Hudson. I didn't like the students in the school. Most of them were criminals. Life was very difficult, and I escaped from the school. I was a teenager. I was alone, and I didn't have a home. I lived on the streets of Harlem in New York. Life on the streets wasn't easier than life at the reform school. I was hungry. I didn't have a job, and I didn't have any money. But the 21st of November, 1934, was my lucky day. There was a competition at the Apollo Theater in Harlem, and I went to see it with some friends. When I was there, I decided to take part in it. I went on stage and sang Judy, one of Connie Boswell's songs. Then I sang The Object of My Affection, a song by the Boswell sisters. I sang well, but I was surprised by the result. I won first prize. This was the most exciting day of my life. After my performance at the Apollo Theater, I started to be in contact with people in the music industry. One day, I met Chick Webb, a band leader who needed a singer. My life changed again. The girl from the reform school was a singer in a band now. In 1936, I made my first recording with Chick Webb, and in 1938, I recorded A Tisket, A Tasket. It sold 1 million copies, became a hit, and stayed in the charts for 17 weeks. I turned on the radio, and I heard my songs. I was 21 years old, and I was a famous singer. For the first time in my life, I earned more money than I could spend in a day. When Chick Webb died in 1939, I was asked to become the new band leader. It was an important job, and I didn't have much education. I had to learn the words, and I had to arrange a lot of songs. There were many shows, and my life was very busy. 2 years later, in 1941, the United States entered the Second World War. As I sang my songs, I tried to make people feel happy. There weren't many shows during this time. But when the war ended in 1945, my life became busier than ever. There were more and more shows. People liked my scat singing. This was a type of jazz singing. I sang sounds instead of words. I worked with great musicians. One of them was Norman Granz. First, I sang with his band, and then he became my manager. Some of my songs, for example, Oh Lady Be Good and How High the Moon, became big hits. I toured for 40 or more weeks a year. I flew to Europe and visited great cities. I went to South America and learnt about Latin music. I also went to Japan. My music was international. My name was in lights, on big signs, and I was a star. I won the National Medal of Arts and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I also won 14 Grammy Awards, a prize that is given by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences of the United States. In 1985, I was 68 years old, and I was ill. My heart was weak. I also had diabetes. There was too much sugar in my blood. The diabetes slowly affected different parts of my body. First, it affected one of my eyes. And then, it affected my legs. Both of them were amputated below the knee. I spent the last years of my life in a wheelchair in my house in Beverly Hills near Los Angeles. I smelled the air and listened to the birds in my garden. I thought about my life and thanked God for my wonderful voice.